guys, it's Britt Dowd, and welcome to the Lawn Care Leaders Podcast, where every week we bring you episodes to positively and intentionally impact not only your business, but your leadership, communication, and personal life. Yes, we talk about mowers, fertilizer, and irrigation, but we put an emphasis on growing you as a leader and growing your business skills. We do this through interviews with other small business owners, growth segments where we dive deep on a micro business topic, and documented episodes from our own seven-figure business, Green Again Lawn. All right, lawn care leaders, turn your headphones up. It's time to get back at it. Get rolling. What's up, podcast listeners? Hope you guys are doing well. I wanted to hop on here today and give you an update. We've got a lot of fun stuff going on. You can picture it now. Chase Adia and I are on the road. We're on the road to Indy. We're gonna go through Indianapolis to a little old farm town called Connersville, Indiana. That's where the people's CFO, Zach, lives. So wanted to give you guys an update and also kind of tell you what this week's podcast will be like. I think it's gonna be more vlog type podcast where we're gonna check in with you guys, give an update, break out on a quick topic, and some of the topics that I talk about this week will just be little splices of the greater content as a whole that Zach and I are putting together. But yeah, Chase Adia and I, it's been long awaited. I haven't seen Chase since February 3rd. Pretty wild, but a couple of guys at the Green Again shop came down with COVID February 3rd. I tested right after that and tested negative. And then I got a little sick, and a couple days later I was like, I'm gonna go test again just to make sure before we do this road trip. And sure enough, I tested positive. And it got pushed back again because the same thing happened to my boy Chase Adia. We were getting ready to go meet up with Zach. Third week in February, Chase comes down with COVID. So we're super pumped. I'm so tired of freaking talking about Rona. But I always want to tell you guys like the updates. But that's why this thing got pushed back to first week of March. What we're doing, we are going... This is the first real big business trip for lawn care leaders. But Zach and I have put together a very detailed itinerary of content that we want to talk about. We're doing video lessons, and we're also doing audio courses. And we'll probably have over 70 pieces of content as a whole after this week. And some of the audio courses are gonna be pretty lengthy. We've got four audio courses that we're gonna go over. One of them is team compensation. We've got a hiring and growing your team audio course. We've got a financial statements audio course that Zach will be putting on. And so that's what we're doing this week. We're gonna be recording that with Zachary Dean and getting that content out, because lawn care leaders, coaching, and community, a big part of it is the content piece and the community. We want to be able to have a place where you guys can come in, learn, grow, and leverage each other as a community as well. So I'm super excited. Like I'm like a little like toddler that has to go pee or something right now. I actually do have to go pee, Chase. But we'll be stopping at Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A's coming up.
We're stopping at Chick-fil-A in like 30-something minutes. So shout out to Chick-fil-A. Thank you for sponsoring the podcast. We are on the road, man. I just thought it would be fun if we do vlog the road trip and then put it on the podcast. Just be something different for you guys to listen to and give you some behind-the-scenes access. We're driving down I-70 East, torching the road up in my 2012 Chevy truck. Things are good though. Here's what I want to do. At the end of this, I'm going to talk to you guys just about the importance of the next 10 weeks. It's March 1st right now when we're recording this. So next 10 weeks are crucial, and we'll talk about that. But right now, since we're road tripping it, it's always fun going somewhere. Like, going to the destination is the best part. It goes too quick, and it's fun. Chase and I have already been talking each other's ears off, mainly because I haven't seen him in a month. We sound like a bunch of gabby women up here. But I want to know, Chase, you can hand me the camera if you want, but okay. With it being a road trip, all right, how do I hold this here?
This trucker is going to be like, oh, snap.
Yeah, that's
that good. Looks stable. Good enough?
Yeah, that's right. Good enough.
Say what's up, Chase Adia.
How's it going? I'm Chase Adia.
I'm Chase Adia.
It's me.
All right, so what is, give me like your favorite road trip memory or just like your favorite road trip story that you want to share with our listeners here.
Favorite road trip, probably me and Dad went to in 2017, we went to Texas, and that was literally like 16, 18 hour drive. So we, for the only time I've been to Texas, and it wasn't anything just like, nothing like necessarily happened on the road trip. It was just like driving across America, spending time
together.
With my dad. Yeah, it was just a good time.
That's cool, man.
But I've been to, me and Dad also been to Florida, and then.
Was that the hog hunt, or what did you guys do in Texas?
No, Dad was selling a dog.
Oh, okay.
And we went down there to deliver the puppy, and we were there for 2 weeks at their house.
Cool.
Yeah.
His dad is actually a dog trainer. Don't think they were moving drugs.
No.
Across the border or anything.
That's not like a front.
It's not a front. Oh, man.
What about you? What's your favorite?
Man, like, we've done so many, like, we've moved a lot, and because of that, we have, like, family in random places, so we've done so many short road trips that I have a lot of pretty good road trip stories. I think I'll tell two. Since this is my podcast, I get to cheat. The first one's very short. It's just a couple years ago, we took the Greenigan guys to the GIE Expo, and we rented a camper attachment for our truck. And so we literally all piled and drove it to Louisville, Kentucky together, and then we camped. I mean, we camped in a pretty shady spot, but it was a really fun trip and really memorable. The second one is a funny trip. So my dad, like 99.9% of the time, he's the one driving. Like he takes that on, like that's like his pride. Like he would rather drive 18 hours and kill himself than make my mom drive, which is not good because he's almost fallen asleep a couple times. But he's always driving, and when my mom does drive, usually something happens. And like we'll wake up and we'll be going the wrong direction, or she'll be panicked. No. But this one time, me, Rustin, and Tamron were in the back seat, and it was probably 9:30 at night, 10:30 at night, something like that. And my dad's like, "Are you good? You know where you're going?" And it's just like this. It's like 210 miles on the same road in the same direction, so she can't really do anything wrong there. My mom's like, "I got it, babe. I got it. Just go to sleep. I'll take it from here." And all that, like, after that, I don't remember anything else. I passed out. The next thing I woke up to was this sound right here. My dad's like, "Whoa, what?" My mom's like, "Everybody, wake up! Wake up, everybody!" My dad's like, what? She's like, "We're running out of gas." And my dad looks down and he's like, "Babe, we're not running out of gas. We're out of gas." So my dad yells at me, "Boys, get out!" And we just literally, from a dead, deep REM sleep, Russ and I peel out of each side of the car and just start pushing this Ford Taurus up the off-ramp.
Oh, like you guys were like, out right then.
We were out right then. Like, we ran out. We were on fumes. And I was like, "We're out. We're running out of gas. We're not running out. We're out." So we get out, and we just, like, 5 seconds ago, I was asleep, and now I'm pushing this Ford Taurus into a Casey's or a Quick Stop or something. We love to tell that story around my mom, but that's one of my most memorable, hilarious stories with a road trip, because it just kind of, it sums up Dowd road trips. that happens all the time. That kind of stuff is a mainstay. But yeah, we're road tripping it, Chase and Deanna and I. Chase, you want to tell any other stories, or you happy to be here on this road trip?
I am. This is awesome. This is
excited, man.
Yeah, super exciting. Yeah, we'll come back later and we'll probably tell some more.
Yeah, we'll share some more stories here in a second. Maybe we'll play like an obnoxious road trip game on one of them. Before we hop off, I do want to add some value to you guys just around the marketing season and the importance of today. Today is March 1st. So for most people in the country, March 1st is kind of like, it's that mental starting gate for your lawn care season. It's like, you know, it's go time. Spring is just around the corner. It's going to start warming up. That first cut is coming. That green is gonna pop. So if you're a fertilizer guy, you're throwing pre-emergence. If you're a mowing guy, you're gonna get those first cuts and cleanups in. If you're a landscaper, you're already thinking about mulch. And then there's other parts of the world right now. I was just talking to a guy last week, South Carolina. March 1st, you're already behind. Like, it is warmed up. It's go time. Things are moving, people are making buying decisions. And so I wanna emphasize this. The next 10 weeks, set your top line revenue for the entire year. Especially if you are specific to mowing or fertilizing and weed control or irrigation. Landscaping, design build, you'll still pick up some big sales throughout the year. But for the most part, you set your entire top line revenue in 10 weeks. And why is that? It's because we've just had all these dormant months and people do not care until March 1st or whenever it warms up wherever you're at. And so they are going to make a buying decision in this time frame. They're either going to go with you, go with someone else, do it themselves, or do nothing. And I want you to grasp this. I want you to realize, like, 10 weeks is a short time. That is super seasonal. So if you realize that 90% of your top line revenue will be set by the end of May, that gets you a little fire. That gets you rolling. And think about it this way too. I know a lot of you guys are going to be doing brochures. You're going to be doing new activities that are scary. There's going to be things that just like you're doing consistently and it becomes monotonous. Or maybe you're out doing brochures and you're like, man, is this the right thing to do? Or somebody yells at you, or somebody gets mad at you, or whatever it may be. You only have 10 weeks. So you have to go hard. You have to block out everything people are saying in the next 10 weeks and have a singular focus on hitting your goals. Because these 10 weeks set what your life will be like the rest of this year. Whatever your family's life is going to be the rest of the year will be set in 10 weeks. I cannot overstate that. It's going to happen. So if you have like a so-so year, well, I bet your year is going to look somewhat similar to 2020. But if you have a knockout March, April, May, you're gonna be pushing the envelope. These next few months dictate who you can hire next year. These next few months dictate the equipment you're going to be investing in. These next few months will dictate the profit margin that you're going to have. So it is an absolute land grab. You're riding that horse or that donkey and you just gotta freaking go get you some land, baby. Stop worrying about customer service. You're going to have customer service complaints. As you keep in mind the importance of these 10 weeks, one thing that we're going to be going pretty deep on these courses this week is some sales and customer service. And I talk about it a little bit on the podcast, but there's a teeter-totter between sales and customer service. And right now, your customer service has to take a dip on that teeter-totter so that you can increase sales. You have to be able to increase capacity in these 10 weeks, and then your customer service will iron back out. Too many people make the mistake of worrying about customer service and you get excited, it's good. Like, you get excited to get out the door and start doing production and you're slinging mulch and you wanna get your apps done. And so then you look up and you say, I just don't know when I'm gonna be able to market. Well, that can't happen. That's the wrong mentality. You have to block off your time first for marketing and sales in the next 10 weeks. You have to. And then go do your production. and then eat crap for 10 weeks with customer service. And then after those 10 weeks and you've gathered as much as you can get, then you start focusing on systems. Then you start focusing on a little more efficiency and how do we increase our customer service. But right now, it's all sell, 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 sell. You've got to be selling because that sets what your life will be like the rest of the year. So hopefully that inspires you guys. Hopefully that gets you juiced up. Don't go at it alone. If you can market together, market with somebody else and make sure you guys as a company right now are putting an emphasis on growing top line. Everything else will fall underneath it. You're gonna have issues, you're gonna have complaints, but right now it is absolute annihilation in the streets. The other thing is, when we do a podcast like this or a post, somebody will ask, hey, should I be doing brochures or should I do Facebook ads or hey, do you do Google ads? We should title this episode D all the above, like especially in your first 3 years, everything you can. Yes to everything. Do I want to go to a chamber event? Yes. Do I want to market on the weekends? Yes. Do I want to start a referral program? Yes. Do I want to meet subcontractors? Yes. Do I want to meet five a day? Yes. Like, yes to everything. Yes to Google ads. Yes to Facebook ads. Yes to brochures. It's a land grab. You have to do it. You have to do it. So, hopefully that helps you guys. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Again, this week's episodes will not be the normal routine. They're gonna be this style. They're going to be check-ins. We're gonna probably do just like a behind-the-scenes vibe this whole trip when we're with Chase Adia, myself, and Zach in Indiana. And we might even come to you guys like after dinner sometime. Just throw the camera up, also get the mixing board out, just chat, hang out. So hopefully you guys enjoy this and you get to feel like you're part of this experience with us, because we're here producing content. We're here also growing Green Again Lawn. And on top of that, you guys get to experience us starting a new business with the lawn care breeder. Lawn care breeders? Whoa. Holy smokes. Brooke and I are trying to have kids, so technically we are lawn care breeding. The lawn care leaders, coaching and community. Like, that is a new business in and of itself. So I think giving you guys some behind the scenes access will be pretty fun. Sorry I said the same words over and over again. I know I've repeated 10 weeks and behind the scenes a lot, but I'm driving. Give me a break. You guys, have a good Monday. Top of the morning to you. We're getting ready to go crunch out on some Chick-fil-A, and we will be back with you tomorrow. Hey guys, that is a wrap on yet another episode of the Lawn Care Leaders Podcast. Thanks again for letting us hang out with you, and we appreciate you hanging out with us. Please subscribe, leave us a rating and review, and if you found this at all helpful, please help us by sharing the podcast, and we wish that you would continue this conversation. If you want to chat it up about some topic that happened, or maybe you have further questions, you can find us over on Instagram, Facebook. We're going to be posting YouTube and LinkedIn content as well. So you can find us on almost any platform. And if you'd like to further grow your business or find out more information about Intentional Growth Advisors or one of our other show sponsors, feel free to click the link in the show notes and you can see those there. Again, guys, thank you so much for joining us, and we will be back with you again shortly.